Greetings, and I pray you're having a blessed day. My name is Pastor G, and I'm honored to be your pastor for the day. I'm the pastor of the Crown Alliance Church in Cortland, New York, and we're located on the north side of Cortland on Route 281. I'd like to invite you to join us for our Sunday morning service at 10 a.m. We also offer the sermon on YouTube and Facebook. You can listen live or search for older messages, as well as archived messages on the church's website. Today, I want to remind us all where our strength and help truly comes from. We often want to hear a feel-good story or think of a pleasant thought to help us through tough times. However, at best, those are just temporary aids to help us cope. Angels are often things that give us comforting thoughts. And while the Bible assures us that angels are real, they aren't where we should rely on for our strength and power. And the events that happened to Elisha and his servant in 2 Kings chapter 6 demonstrate this point clearly. Verses 17 and 18 tell us this. And Elisha prayed, "Open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked, and he saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. As the enemy came down towards him, Elisha prayed to the Lord, "Strike this army with blindness." So he, or God, struck them with blindness as Elisha had asked. My question is, if God is going to work a miracle for Elisha, what was the need of the supernatural presence of horses and chariots of fire? And I'm imagining those chariots were filled with angels. While there were plenty of other places in the Bible where angels take an active role, we need to always remember that an angel's power only comes because God gave it to them. So I contend that the supernatural presence was there for the confirmation of God's blessing and the promise of protection. But the power that gave Elisha victory over his enemies came because he stood up to a physical threat that was confronting him with complete belief that God would intervene for him. Folks, I want you to know that there are angels all around you that are ministering spirits sent by God. However, the God that created you as well as those angels is also with you and will give you the strength you need. So, you're surrounded by angels and filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. That's a winning combination. Thanks for taking your time to hear my thoughts. Once again, I'm Pastor G from the Crown Alliance Church in Cortland, New York, as your pastor for the day.